Hello, Freako. Glad you're here. Appreciate that. Rate, share, comment. And we'd be happy about that. JD and Liz here and Ramona. And you went to see Boy George.
Culture Club.
Culture Club. And he was great. You said he
Yes. Yes.
Did they have a harmonica guy?
No, they had an amazing saxophone player.
Oh,
I mean, the vocals, the musicality all night long was just what you hope for when you see a live show.
Right, right.
I mean, sometimes you see a live show and you know that it's really only partly live, yeah. You know, because there aren't enough instruments out there to make this sound. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
but it was fantastic. The crowd was great. And Boy George, when he hit the stage, looking fantastic, by the way, addressed what I have been thinking every single time I have seen a summertime show. Like, we're reading about some of these artists who are getting overheated and passing out on stage. It's like most of these people are hitting the stage in costumes.
Where they
have long sleeves. Right. I saw Janet Jackson at PNC. She was in a turtleneck. then she changed into a long sleeve black blazer. What are you doing? It's summertime. CeeLo had on a whole choir robe.
Right.
Like, dude, at one point during the show, he went over and sat on a speaker. Like, he was overheated and winded. It's like, dude, get rid of the robe. It might feel better.
Well, the robe might.
And by the way, we can see you over there, CeeLo. Right. You're not off stage.
What's it has nothing under the robe, but it can get the undercarriage.
That's got to be better than getting overheated.
Yeah.
I saw Morris Day and the Time in Kannapolis outdoors. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was sweltering. They had on suits.
You should see what happens under those cameo cod pieces when it's hot.
Really? Really?
But Boy George says it's all about fashion.
Right. He was like, you know what? He said, I understand that it's hot out here. Mm-hmm. And you might be wondering, why is he in long sleeves? I'm not going to perform in a tracksuit.
Right.
Like,
right.
I can't do that. And fashion and the forecast have never been friends. We suffer for fashion. Yeah. And he said, and that's the way it should be.
Uh-huh.
This and I agree with him. It's part of the art.
Well,
it's part of the art.
Just even on the day-to-day, the suffering for fashion, right? Well, my daughter is going to USC in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even, I shouldn't say the fall, because she starts on August 15th.
Right, right.
I don't know why I said that. It's just naturally to say go back to school in the fall. I don't know.
Three weeks, Matt Man.
It is three weeks.
Ah!
And she is, what do you call the pledging thing or whatever? The
rushing?
Yeah, rushing. And so she has to have all these outfits.
Yeah.
Because there's, and you do it like from 8 in the morning, like 10 at night.
It's a big
and then
deal, man.
Certain out, yes. And so.
I am, by the way, 100% into Bama Talk.
Ooh,
okay.
I haven't seen it yet.
No.
Oh, Bama TikTok.
Right.
Not
Bama TikTok. Bama Talk. The documentary was dumb. Okay.
Yeah.
It was very disappointing.
Yeah. So as you can imagine, being in Columbia, South Carolina in August. And then so she's like, I got to figure out like what to wear with the heat and everything else. And like, just a t-shirt, whatever. Like, no!
T-shirt? A t-shirt?
You cannot tell a college
student. Is she pledging a frat? Yeah. Like, no, sir.
No, she has to have certain outfits. Outfit changes. And
mm-hmm.
all this
yeah.
stuff. Mm-hmm. And as the week goes along further, you start eliminating some of this, and they eliminate you or whatever. Then you got to get different outfits for different times. It's a lot. She's like a lot. I imagine you guys can relate, you Liz and Ramona, to the kind of stress of.
Now, I have got to follow Addie on TikTok now. Yeah. Is she on TikTok?
I don't know if she's gonna put it up there, but you can imagine
because a lot of what Bama Talk or Bama TikTok is about is like you see these girls getting ready. They're yes. out. You know, yes. you see their yes. outfit. Where you know this is from. You know, earrings from Amazon, dress from blah blah blah. You know, and you're like, okay, I think this is a good look for you. We'll see how far you get.
Yeah, but you know, the pledge, the rushing, they go all through her socials and stuff. So she has to, you know, she can't put stuff up like there and put on, this is what I'm going to wear, whatever, because that could, I don't know, hurt or something. She has to go back. There's an app that you get because they can't even have anything on there.
Some of these women have coaches.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, yeah, I'm coaching her.
What? No!
T-shirt over
and,
here.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing that I am low-level offended about. Low-level offended. Who in the room has been following Bama Talk forever?
I don't know.
Me?
Who
in the room is actually in a sorority? Me? Who was a freaking RA in college?
Yeah.
Me? Like, who? Why wouldn't you even tell me about this?
Well, I mean,
why am I finding out about this when JD and Liz are finding it and everybody else is finding out about it at the same time?
I mean, back in the 50s, things were a little different.
Ooh, sweet baby Jesus.
No, I don't know. She's getting advice from people and stuff. I don't know.
Ooh, Jesus, control my unholy hands.
She's a 3 to 5 minute video she's put together. And I'm like, I got you. I got some things we could say here.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, first be self-deprecating and make fun of yourself. Be like, you know, whatever. Hey, everybody, I'm a loser.
Yeah, that, sure.
No, I'm not sure that's going to go very far.
I said,
with
why don't you have me on it?
Doing what?
And here's my daughter.
Oh.
No. Creepy dad.
Creepy dad.
Creepy dad.
Creepy dad. Anyway.
And the thing is, though, is that she'll never be able to live that down if you were to do that.
No. She would never get in.
Right.
Get in.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's the intention, correct?
Yeah.
Can we underline never?
Yeah.
Put it in italics.
Ramona's Reality Room.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
And it's the Morning Mix. Matt Harris, that's me. JD, Liz, they're here. And Ramona comes in Tuesdays and Thursdays. We also do an off-air, Matt and Ramona off-air podcast. Still comes out a couple times a week. We were talking about the old age filter that's on Instagram and TikTok that is the rage now, but it scares people.
Oh, yes, it does. Some people seem to be having a lot of fun with it. And I'm not trying to play with it because I feel like conspiracy theory on the way. I feel like when you start playing with those things, it now is putting you out there to be even more analyzed by.
Really?
Oh, like it's gonna take all your information?
Right. So now
I need more than we have.
Yeah. It which is probably already, you know, yeah, Facebook uses the facial recognition stuff already. So it's already out there, but I feel like it's like giving them even more information, giving them an excuse to study you.
I think the ship has sailed. The ship has sailed. They know everything we know.
And you know, am I buying all the people who are like, AI is here, it's going to be awful? Well, every time something changes, people are like, oh my gosh, this is going to be awful.
Yeah, all the time.
And what we found historically is that it has a great side that we like and a dark side that we don't.
Right. And one of the old age filter questions you had is a fair question. I knew
the
we were
old
going
age
right
filter.
Away. Yeah,
you know, I haven't tried the Barbie filter. I have not tried the what would I look like with eyelashes filter. I haven't had the I've had the occasion, but I don't want to do it. And I also don't believe that AI takes everything into consideration.
Such as?
Race.
Race, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Liz was horrified.
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 She jumped back.
When she saw what the old age filter did to her. But I saw my mom on her deathbed.
Right.
And the woman was crackless. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Crackless.
Yes. Yes.
So will AI show me that black don't crack? Or will AI, like, make me look weird? Like, and give me wrinkles where I probably, historically, based on what my mom looked
like,
what, like, my Aunt Ada looks like?
Yeah. It's not going to be completely accurate, but, yeah, the race thing, it might make you look like you're 60.
Okay, although, did you see that time when there was a video going around about mixing celebrities up, like mixing their pictures.
Mashup.
It was
yeah.
It was like, what would Kanye West look like as a white guy?
Oh, yeah.
What would Britney Spears look like as a black woman?
Okay.
So they did all these kind of mashups. And when they did Drake, Drake looked the same.
Oh, Drake.
And Drake is biracial.
Yeah. It did take into consideration, maybe.
I don't know. Oh, I would imagine that.
Yeah.
I mean, only, you know what? I would give you less hair and more mean man wrinkles.
Yeah. I just got bagged.
Like, you know, those
mean
forehead
man wrinkles.
You know, that's like.
You think I'm going to be a mean old man?
Hell, you have been developing a resting bitch face for a long time, sir.
Get out of my yard.
Yeah, yeah, it's that attitude.
All right, reach out to Ramona Holloway's socials, Matt Harris's social, The Morning Mix socials, Mix 107.9, rate, follow, bleep, 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 bleep. Talk to you soon.